Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling, and I am your host, BDC, and we're going to have a different episode this week. It's going to be a little bit smaller, and I just want to talk about AEW Fight Forever, and I've been in a tournament this week, and it started, you know, and it's been pretty good. Some good things and some bad things I want to talk about. And, you know, we got wrestling going on and stuff like that. I'm not going to talk about the wrestling as much this week because I want to focus more on my wrestling award show that's going to be probably in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, you know, and this is December. So, you know, normally, you know, Talk is BDC Wrestling takes a little bit of time off. And we're going to do that with this being one of the last episodes to the award show so I can work on it more. You know, everybody know I work full time and stuff like that. So, yeah. So let's get into this episode real quick of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Let's get it started. Okay, everybody, let's get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. But before we get into this episode, don't forget to rate the show. 5 stars on Apple Music, Spotify, you know, if you can, and I will appreciate that. You know, it goes a long way, and I put the time and effort into this show all year, and we've been going really, really good. I've been getting good reviews. I've been getting new viewers, and I like to thank everybody once again. You know, I can't thank everybody enough. You know, I appreciate y'all. I love y'all. Let's get into this episode. We're going to get into this, straight into this AEW Fight Forever tournament I've been in. This tournament has got some of the best people in AEW Fight Forever rank. You know, I believe everybody is like, you know, mostly in the top 100, top 20, top 10. You know, we got Woes Austin, you know, this ranked number one, I believe, in the game, you know, so... Got a lot of people in this tournament, and you know, the AEW Fight Forever game, everybody know, you know, I've been kind of down a little bit with the, you know, them not adding match types to the game and stuff like that. So realistically, my head hasn't been in this tournament, but you know, yesterday a couple of days ago, you know, I got past the first round, which was, you know, not to brag or, you know, sound conceited or nothing like that, you know, pretty easy. You know, I am good. So, yeah, you know, so we get into round two of this tournament. You know, Slick Johnny, I had to fight. You know, I don't know too much about him. I just know he runs this tournament. You know, me and him had our ups and downs with how this tournament should have been. You know, and before we get into the match and how good it was and stuff like that, you know, matches, I should say, because it is a serious. The tournament goes off of you have to win best of three, one series, and then best of three, the second series. It's two series, and then each opponent win both or, you know, one and one, you know, y'all tied and have another series. So that's how that go. So, yeah, people know. I was trying to make this tournament a wrestling tournament. You know, I will put the link in his Discord so y'all can go check those matches out and the tournament itself out. I wanted to do, you know, where the Bucks are banned because a lot of the, you know, Buck players I know and play against, you know, are Springboard, Eye Poke. Same stuff. And I want to bring, you know, I know people know me as a competitor and know I really wanted to win. You know, I like winning. And you know, I'm an AEW Fight Forever fan. That game is just awesome, you know, when it comes to gameplay. 2K and AEW Fight Forever is night and day as far as gameplay. You know, you could talk about the graphics and stuff like that, even though I will tell you the graphics is really, really nice still. I love the AEW Fight Forever gameplay and graphics. I will fight you to the end with that. 2K does look better, but that's not the point of AEW. The point of AEW is to give you that old school nostalgia feel and look. And to me, it did a hell of a job. So what was I getting into? I was going to say, you know, what I wanted this tournament to be, the Buck players, like I said, you know, with the Bucks, I told you earlier, the Bucks, you know, Kenny Omega, maybe, and maybe, you know, maybe Malachi Black, you know, just, we wanted to get five players banned, you know, so it gives the other tournament members, you know, to enter the tournament an equal shot and chance, you know, because my point, you know, of this tournament, which is, it's not my tournament, by the way, you know, it's Slick Johnny's tournament. But, you know, I wanted to do a straight wrestling tournament where it's wrestling in the ring, you know, not no eye poking a lot and bunch of springboards. Not to say eye poking and springboards ain't, you know, is not banned, but, you know, when people use certain wrestlers, it gets like spammed a lot. And that's my problem, you know. And I know sometimes it's not the player's fault. It's the developer for, you know, making it a little bit easier to, you know, reverse dodges and stuff like that, like the springboards and stuff like that. And maybe the eye poke, maybe use the eye poke as, you know, it blinds your opponent maybe one time in a match. And after that, it just becomes a regular move. You know, I'm not a developer, so I like to say it this way. When the developer messes up, you know, it's the player to fix it. You know, and with this tournament, I wanted it to be a wrestling tournament that's fun. And when you have a fun tournament that's a wrestling tournament, you have to get good players. And I feel like, you know, we have a lot of players that like to break the rules and play cheap and cheesy and all that other stuff you want to call it. You know, I don't want to say his name right now. Everybody know who I'm talking about. But I'm just going to say his name, you know, Austin. I will say Austin. You know, this one guy, he ruined the tournament for me, you know, and just where I didn't want to play, you know. And why am I telling you all this? Because I think the story, it's pretty funny because, you know, I went against, you know, Slick Johnny and we put on some of the best matches. And not to sound conceited again or big headed, but if you look at his stream, which I will show you the link, you know, I will give you the link in the description of the podcast after it's over, that we had the most views going and the most positive comments and how good the matches was. And to me, that's the fun of the tournament. That's where people, if people watch this tournament and see our stuff, they're like, wow, like I really got to be a part of that. You know, like you like wrestling and stuff like that. You know, like, man, I got to be a part of that. That's my point. We went on ahead and had like 5-star matches and, you know, false finishes. And, you know, he ended up winning, you know, which I could have used the same wrestler or, you know, maybe two wrestlers, but I went at it with using a different wrestler just to show off my skills and how good I could be, you know. But he ended up winning, and I gave him his credit, you know, and he played good. He didn't cheat, you know, he didn't do no cheap stuff or no cheese stuff or nothing like that. Went ahead and had some good matches, and I highly recommend everybody go watch that. If you want to see good wrestling, if you're thinking about buying this game, you know, click on his link in the description after this podcast is over. We put on some good matches. My hands are sweating. And, yeah, that's what the game is about. And, you know, I had the biggest Kool-Aid smile on my face. You know, I'm giving him really, really good credit. He is really good. Slick Johnny, follow him on Twitch. You know, be sure to go on, you know, on his page and watch those videos and give him a follow. Dude's pretty cool, and, you know, he runs the tournament in the AEW Fight Forever. He does tournaments on the PlayStation version, the Xbox version, you know. So go on the Discord, you know, and check him out, you know. But, you know, I wanted to just do a good tournament, you know, and have good matches. And I feel like I put on some of the best matches I could. And hopefully people follow suit and just, you know, get inspired by that. Because after, you know, not to sound big-headed again, but after, you know, our matches was done, you know, it went downhill a little bit with some of the people. You know, I seen some laggy matches. I seen some, you know, I seen Austin, Woe is Austin matches, and it was just a bunch of springboards and pokes to the eye and him just trying to do everything it takes. And, you know, I get that. You're going to have people doing whatever it takes to win, and, you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. But me, I'm going to play fair, and I want to get all eyes on this tournament and people, you know, wanting to play AEW Fight Forever. So follow the link in the description of Austin or as Slick Johnny's Discord. I think, well, it's his Twitch page where I put it on. So follow him on Twitch, you know, and that's all I got to say about this part, you know, of this AEW Fight Forever tournament. It's going really good. And hopefully, you know, some, I get some listeners and want to join in and let me know on my X, my Instagram and all that good stuff. You know, if you want to join in on this tournament, I will let y'all know how. You know, it's the AEW Fight Forever Discord. And yeah, we could talk more about it. I'm going to take a quick break real quick and I will be right back. We are back. And yeah, like I said, this is going to be a quick, you know, episode where, you know, I just wanted to talk to everybody about AEW Fight Forever Tournament. And I want to just let everybody know I've been working on this AEW WWE Wrestling Award show that's going to be coming up very, very soon. And I want everybody to, you know, follow me on X and Instagram and stuff like that, where I will let y'all know more details on when, you know, and everybody know this is the month of December, you know, so this is like the month I take more time off for this podcast and get, you know, to get ready for next year and stuff like that. And, you know, not to say goodbye or nothing like that, but, you know, I've been busting my butt off all year and, you know, this is where we take our little vacation time, you know, so, you know, not to sound, you know, like I'm leaving or nothing like that, but, you know, I have one more show in me, possibly two, you know, depends on what goes on in the wrestling world. You know, if something super, super big is happening, you know, which it probably won't, but, you know, this AEW WWE award show is going to be soon. And yeah, I just want to let y'all know, you know, it's going to be a good show. You know, we're going to have Wrestler of the Year. We're going to do all type of awards, Best Tag Team, Match of the Year, and stuff like that. So I'm looking at might be adding a guest, maybe. I'm going to try. But if not, you know, I'm just going to do the best, you know, award show I can. And yeah, you know, Wrestler of the Year got a few contenders, you know, I'll say. And, you know, Match of the Year got a few contenders. Well, a lot of contenders, but, you know, you got to narrow them down to one or two. So it's going to be hard, you know, and I've been working a lot and just going through a lot of stuff. And, you know, my mom's health is up and down. So, you know, I always figure in December, you know, and really this time right here alone, you know, it's really critical for me to take time and just make sure everybody's health is good and my mom's health and stuff like that. So that's why I wanted to just, you know, let everybody know I'm going to be doing, you know, an award show for this podcast. And then I'm going to take the time off for the rest of the year and hit it January, you know, and hope everything is good and stuff like that. You know, I see they're taking time off for wrestling, you know, in the next 2 weeks. Is not going to be wrestling for a whole week for WWE. You know, Triple H is giving them time to spend with their family and stuff, which is cool. That's very smart. And, you know, wrestlers don't have, they don't do, wrestling's not seasonal. So for them to take a week off of television and stuff like that, you know, that's well-deserved, you know, for WWE. And, you know, big shout out to Triple H and whoever helped him do that, WWE, you know, officials or whoever, you know. But yeah, you know, we're gonna do one more show, the award show, and then we're gonna take time off. And, you know, I'll hope to see or listen to everybody's opinions and stuff like that, and, you know, who was their best wrestler and Wrestler of the Year, Tag Team of the Year, and stuff like that, you know, when this show is said and done. But yeah, you know, that's all I wanted to talk about, you know, for this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. You know, we got, you know, some good stuff coming up. CM Punk has been in wrestling and doing really, really good. NXT, you know, AEW Dynamite, winter is coming this week. And yeah, you know, but I'd like to thank everybody for listening to this episode. And yeah, sorry for being short. You know, it's not a lot going on in wrestling right now, and it's December. You know, we spending times with our family, and, you know, like I said, I've been working and just going through a lot of health stuff with my mom and me, and just, you know, but I promise you, this award show is going to be really, really good. You ain't going to want to miss it. And yeah, I will see y'all on the next one. Thank you, everybody. I will see y'all very soon. We'll be right back.